Thank you. dieser Macht, die du in deinem Schatz Maharaja. Shila Maupada ki jai, und die Weichen, Samaveta Bhakta Vendra ki jai, Gaura Vedana ki jai, all praise, all glory to the wisdom, all glory to the wisdom, all glory to the seeds, all glory to the Krishna, all glory to the religions. He's God, he's some or part of my life.
the difference between Krishna consciousness and religious life, the rest of the pure life, is that this is our life. Krishna is with us from morning till evening. And I find this is a very important point in our life, to live in Krishna, to live with Krishna. And in order to, you know, Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said, is very simple, you might miss it. Which is something which is so simple, you just overlook it. It's, what is it really? So, I wanted to, with these lectures, try to assist you in your present life situations, so that you go beyond philosophy and religion, and enter spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness. My first point really will be the question of how can we relate to Krishna? Relate to Krishna. We perceive yourself Krishna, actually. You know, what is Krishna for you? And I think this is a good subject matter as we I always have to smile when I say it's so important. We go from one life to from one year to the next year. This is a human speculation. That in a few days a new very important year starts. It will be the same as always, unless you change your consciousness. So but nevertheless, people are taking this very serious, so we as creatures also might take it a little serious. So the first lecture which I will give today is Krishna is our best friend. Now, most probably you wouldn't agree. You say, I have another friend. My wife is my friend, or my partner is my friend. It's sometimes difficult, but we are friends. But here we hear from the Shastra that Krishna is our next near dear one. And how can we come into this understanding? I think we all want to have a friend. So who wouldn't like to have a Krishna? Krishna is a friend. Huh? So this will be the first lecture. Please repeat after me.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So short that if I think I did a mistake.
Here, you can do that. Priyeshvaro. Atma Guru Vyanam Apishta Siddhi.
Atma Guru Vyanam Apishta Siddhi.
Tapi Loko Nabhavanta Andadhe.
Tapi Loko Nabhavanta Andadhe.
Namati Santam Vidhivarta Kamama.
Namati Santam Vidhivarta Kamama.
Om Sarvalokasya Surit Priyeshvaro.
Om Sarvalokasya Surit Priyeshvaro.
Atma Guru Vyanam Abhishta Siddhi.
Atma Guru Vyanam Abhishta Siddhi.
Tathapi Loko Na Bhavantam Andadhiye.
Tathapi Loko Na Bhavantam Andadhiye.
Adi Santam Riddhi Bhadra Kama.
Adi Santam Riddhi Bhadra Kama.
Sarva Lokasya Surit Priyeshvaro.
Sarva Lokasya Surit Priyeshvaro.
Adma Guru Jnanam Abhishta Siddhi.
Sarvalokasya Suhrit Priyeshvaro. Sarvalokasya Suhrit Priyeshvaro.
Yatma Gurur Jnanam Abhishta
Siddhihi. Yatma Gurur Jnanam Abhishta Siddhihi.
Tathapi Loko Na Bhavanta Mandati.
Tathapi Loko Na Bhavanta Mandati.
Janati Santam Riddhi Bhadra Kama.
Vam
sarva lokasya surit priyeshvaro.
Vam sarva lokasya surit priyeshvaro.
Yatma guru jnanam avishta siddhihi.
Yatma guru jnanam avishta siddhihi.
Tathapi loko na bhavanta mandati.
Tathapi loko
Janati Sankam Riddhi Bhadra Kama.
Janati Sankam Riddhi Bhadra Kama.
Vam sarva lokasya surit priyeshvaro.
Vam sarva lokasya surit priyeshvaro.
Yatma gurur jnanam abhishta
siddhihi. Yatma gurur jnanam abhishta siddhihi.
Tathapi loko na bhavanta mandati.
Tathapi loko na bhavanta mandati.
Janati santam riddhi bhadra kama.
Janati santam riddhi bhadra kama.
Vam. You, my dear Lord,
you, my dear Lord,
Sarvalokasya, all our planets and their inhabitants,
all our planets and their inhabitants,
Surit, the most well-wishing friend,
the most well-wishing friend,
Priya,
the most dear,
the most dear, Ishvaraha,
Ishvaraha,
the supreme controller,
the supreme controller,
also,
Atma,
the Supreme Soul,
Guru,
Supreme Teacher, Jnanam,
the Supreme Knowledge,
Abhishta Siddhihi, the fulfillment of all desires. Tathapi, still, Lokaha,
person,
not, Bhavantam, unto you,
because of blind intelligence,
Yanati,
situated,
ready,
in his heart,
Dakama, because of being bewildered by material lusty desires.
Because of being bewildered by material lusty desires.
Translation. My Lord, you are the supreme well-wishing friend of everyone, the dearmost friend, the controller, the super soul, the supreme instructor, and the giver of supreme knowledge, and the fulfillment of all desires. But although you are within the heart, and foolish because of lasting desires in the heart, cannot understand you. In the Sanskrit, this is really auffällig. consciousness really, really remarkable. Yes, thank you. To hear all these words which express that Krishna is a very accessible friend. It says, "You, my dear Lord, of all planets and their inhabitants, Surit, you are the most well-wishing friend." And this is not enough. Priya, the most dear. And it goes on like this. It's almost like a love history letter to Krishna. I was thinking about this and I choose this verse. See, every Christmas Eve I'm in the habit of visiting a church to see what the people in the religious tradition which surround us, many Christians, what do they think about God? How do they relate with God? And I saw this very good priest. I really like him. It was his last lecture, and he's retiring now. He's 70 years old, and he feels this should be his last. It was his last lecture, and I wanted to really know what will he say to the congregation. I have a very difficult task today. Today is the day, the Christmas evening, where people have the greatest doubt in the merciful God. Because 1 year ago in Germany, there were people who were celebrating on the Christmas market in Germany. It's the place where we used to have our Ratha Yatra, the Breitscheid in Berlin. Who do you know this place? It's before the Memorial Church, very famous Memorial Church. When you're young people, you don't know all these things anymore. But very famous for us is it's you know, for Germans, Gedächtniskirche in Berlin, you have to know it. It's the Memorial Church which reminds people of it. To avoid in their life the cruelties which happened in the Second World War. So, anyways, on that place, many people celebrated on a Christmas market, you know, which is more about getting into the mood of Christmas than of shopping things. It's like Christians go there and you hear that pious songs, and, you know. And in the midst of this celebration, this terrorist drives with a truck, you know, with full speed, and I think he killed, 15 people, 20 people, and dangerously many. And people, of course, ask, if this was before the church, it was when people were celebrating Christmas. Where was God? You know, did he care, or is he at all there? So the priest said, "This evening is for those who are politically informed. The evening of the greatest doubt. We are coming together and singing, 'Praise be your name,' and so on. I know it is difficult for you. I know it's difficult for me to understand this." He was very honest. And then I think his message really was, but what if we give up hope altogether? Then our society turns into a hopeless situation. So be a light of hope. That's how he left us. A very nice verse, but he couldn't give reasons that God is our friend. He avoided this subject. He couldn't justify God. Are you following me?
Yes.
No, follow.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. preoccupied, and he admitted it. And here now I am, and reading from the Sanskrit word, God is our best friend, his priya, so dear, for everyone in the planet. And how will we understand this in the context of modernity? See, what I really fear is that you become a religious-minded person, that it is dangerous, where you just accept something on faith, but it has nothing to do with your life. You come to a lecture and, okay, this is a lecture, this is what we do, and you don't think about the subject. It comes in and then you forget about it for the rest of your life, and then there comes a new lecture. Okay, this is what we do. Okay, Krishna is good, God is good. Okay, then I have my breakfast, and I do my real activities. You see, that's different in your... Is Krishna a friend? Is he a friend to you? This is the question you have to ask, because if you just understand all and only this one point, the Bhagavatam says, you could become a guru. A teacher who helps people in this life. If you just understand Krishna is my best friend, you will become a guru. Then your psychotherapy will work. You will really. This is so important. So I hope you will listen now differently. Maybe you should ask before you listen to the crowd, who's Krishna for me? I mean, really, do I think of him one time during the day, or maybe two times a day, or mostly maybe I don't think about him during the day. And when I come to classes, do I think of him? Then how is my relationship? How is my mama's class? So this is a good question, and now you are all listening, so good, but then again, you're the Prabhupada. Now please do me a favor and listen to the Prabhupada, as this is important for your life. So, herein the reason for foolishness is described. Because the conditioned soul in this material world is full of materialistic, lusty desires, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of God. Although the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. The Prabhupada starts out with a real strong point. He says, Krishna is in everyone's heart. He is really very close. Closer than anything you have, you know. Closer than your pair of cartels, even. Ish, and then he quotes a verse to make his point really strong. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Rite Shojuna Tishtati. This means the Lord is the controller, he's in all bhutas. Bhutanam means living entities. He's situated in the heart of Arjuna. It is because of this foolishness, having other desires, that one cannot really take instructions from the Lord. Although the Lord is ready to instruct everyone, both externally and internally. The Lord says, Tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. In other words, the Lord can give instructions on devotional service by which one can return home back to Godhead. Unfortunately, however, people do not take this devotional service. The Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, can give one complete instructions on going back to Godhead. But because of these lusty desires, one engages himself in materialistic activities and does not render service to the Lord. Therefore, one is bereft of the value of the Lord's instructions. by mental speculation, one can understand that one is not the body but the spirit soul. But unless one engages in devotional service, the real purpose of life is never fulfilled. So Prabhupada makes now a, I would love him to have been there next to the priest Heinemann, and Prabhupada would really, he addresses the same question. He said, the Lord is in the heart, but we don't see him, because we have learned to obey with our attention to our material gratification. And therefore, we cannot really benefit from the Lord. His presence, and we are faithless in him. We have no relationship. Today I talked with Gaurahari on the way here, and I have made a little experiment. I just sat in the train and drove through Germany to come to a preaching engagement. From there I drove again to the train. I wanted to experience a little bit what in the scriptures of old sannyasis are meant to do, that is to go without support, without help. I didn't take money with me, I begged for money to just make myself dependent. And I found that I made myself dependent on Krishna. See, I don't also know how to use computers, so I didn't know how to get my tickets. Oh, it's right, but it's always disappears. When I come too close to a computer, they don't forget my offenses against them. This doesn't, or at least nothing, you know. And so I wanted to just a little experience this. Of course, everything would go wrong. I had something to eat with me, but. Yes, I wanted to see, really, by making myself more dependent on Krishna, not on the devotees who usually support me, how can I come into this space where I'm consciously dependent no longer on others, but only on the Lord? And I always feel in this moment, I sometimes do this secretly because no one is happy when I run away, I'm no longer dependent on others, but because they fear what will happen to him, he's so impractical. So I like very much to see, because I've seen that if you do this not whimsically, but with devotion, Krishna seems to be there. He seems to be happy when we turn to him and make ourselves dependent on him. He's very reliable, you know, he's a reliable friend, he's there. So, the real purpose of life is to get a new mobile phone. Oh, sorry. The real purpose of life is to go back home, back to God, and live with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Play with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, this is interesting for the children. Dance with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and eat with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wow. These are different items of ananda, spiritual happiness, and spiritual veritativeness. Have you heard this? Should I read this again? Mm-hmm. Maybe, because it is sometimes difficult in the morning to pay attention. But the real purpose of life is to go back home, back to Godhead, and live with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Play with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dance with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and eat something interesting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I made this up. And eat with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It will be interesting, don't worry. These are different items of Ananda. Verschiedene Glückspunkte, sagt Prabhupada. Spiritual happiness and spiritual variegatedness. Even though one may come to the platform of Brahma Buddha and understand his spiritual identity by speculative knowledge. You may understand, I'm not the body. But one cannot enjoy spiritual life without understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is indicated here by the word Abhishta Siddhi. One can fulfill the ultimate goal of life only by engaging in devotional service to the Lord. Then the Lord will give one proper instructions on how to go back home back to Godhead. My dear devotees, please, if you wish, take a note in your notebook of this text and read it again in your own time. You know, when you have the text before you, you will be too idle. That's not the one class I have. Believe this is not a proper opinion. God is like this. So, Hare Krishna, what do you think? Thank you. That's very kind. Yes, it's good. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya.
Devotees,
how they feel Krishna in their best friends. There's a very wonderful devotee, a very complex devotee, a conflicted devotee, I would say, Apuraji, who was engaged as a servant of Kamsa, and he came with the order to bring Krishna to Mathura. While he was on his way to Mathura, to Vrindavan, he was going by chariot, a special golden chariot to bring Krishna to Vrindavan, to Mathura. He was thinking that after now, Krishna is free. All of the people who are in the temple of Kamsa, they bring down to Mathura. Because everyone who came to come to the Vrindavan wanted to obey and do Krishna. So Krishna until now has annihilated all those who came. I come actually in the same way. Externally, I'm on this chariot to bring Krishna away from those he loves the most. Bringing him to a public assassination plan. Akura was there when Kamsa instructed the wrestlers. It will look like a wrestling game, but when you confront Krishna and Balaram, hit them immediately in the soft spots in order to kill them. This is not allowed in wrestling, but it is, Kamsa didn't want a wrestling match, he wanted a killing match. And this was what Akura knew. He had listened to this. He was there. Kamsa instructed his people. So Akura thought in his mind, yes, I'm coming externally on a demoniac mission. But Krishna, he knows the heart of everyone. It's interesting, many devotees, when they speak about the Lord and Krishna, they first speak about him as being situated in their hearts, very close. He said, Krishna will know my true intention because he's there in the heart and he knows that I love him and love him only. So when he arrived in Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram looked at him, and Krishna paid his obeisances to him and said, my dear uncle Akura, Buddha come. It was not an ironic address. He meant it like this. He was very affectionate. He understood that Akura had been living for that moment. All the other Yadus from the Yadu dynasty needed to hide from Kamsa, but Akura didn't want to go in hiding. He wanted to be there when Krishna would finally meet Kamsa. He wanted to see that. He wanted to be here and have the darshan of Krishna in Vrindavan by being which was only possible if he came a servant of Kamsa. If he would have gone in any other way, he would have been found out by the spies of Kamsa. Your so-called Akura is going to see your versus enemy, Krishna. Akura would have been killed by Kamsa. So he needed to be sent. He was like a double agent. Do you know? You see, I think all of you see movies. You say it. It appeared as if he's on the side of Kamsa, but really he was just a double agent. So he wanted to see Krishna. Yes. So And later, Akura had time to think about his going to Vrindavan and how Krishna had received him, although he was so conflicted, in such a conflicting situation. His life really looked very... He felt his life was in a very, very dangerous situation because he was with this, the greatest demons of all times, Kamsa, was serving him. So what he said with tears in the eyes, he said to Krishna, "My dear Lord, you understood me when I came to you. You were the only one who could see. I am your devotee." And then he says, "Kapandita," which learned person, really, Kapandita knows everything, would approach anyone but you, my Lord, for shelter. One can only go to you to find shelter, because you are the one who understands me. I'm difficult to understand. I know, I'm like this and like this, and I jump back and forth and so on. But no, you understand. And you have three qualities for which I praise you into eternal time. You are affectionate, you love your devotees in whatever situation they are. You are kritagya, means kritagya, yes, you are grateful, and you are ritagira, you are truthful, or the upholder of your word. I would like to briefly speak about the perspective of the great devotees, why they can say Krishna is affectionate. About this I don't want to speak now, because I will speak about this a little later. But ritagira, you are truthful, or the upholder of your word. Whatever you say, you mean it and you do it. You know about Queen Kunti, I believe, that she, the mother of the six Pandavas, not five Pandavas, there was the sixth one, Karna, she had gone before the battle of Kurukshetra to her son and said, "Karna, you are the brother of Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhishma, Sahadeva, and Nakula. You are the sixth Pandava. Karnaji, there will be this huge battle now, I want to ask you, don't fight against your brothers. Don't kill any one of my sons. I'm your true mother, and these are your brothers. And leave this criminal Duryodhana, what is the Sanskrit word which is always used? He's a wicked person, wicked evil. And be the Yudhishthira, and then you can rule the world and help the citizens. Nidkana, he was, what we will see a little later, he thought only his so-called Kshatriya code effects, and he had given his word to Duryodhana, was more important than surrendering to Krishna. There are many who are like this, many great personalities. Let me do my social dharma. It's more important than giving up everything, surrendering it to Krishna's plan. And he couldn't follow his mother. But he said, "My dear mother, the world knows there are always five Pandavas. There are five Pandavas. They do not know that there are six Pandavas. I promise you, there will be always five Pandavas. I will not touch any one of my brothers. except for one. I will kill Arjuna or he will kill me. So then there are all these five Pandavas. That was his idea. So Queen Kunti went to Krishna, told him everything. I couldn't win him over. Krishna then tried to win Karna over. He took a long ride on a long with Karna on his own chariot. He said, Karna, you know the situation. Come to the Pandavas. And this is my plan. And Karna said, Govinda, I know that you are the Lord. I know this, but I'm a Kshatriya. I have given my girl to do your work. I will fight on his side. So then Krishna came that evening to Queen Kunti and said, Kunti, I want to tell you, I will give you a promise. There will always be five Pandavas. And these five Pandavas will be the one at once which the world knows to be the five Pandavas. Yudhishthira, Bhishma, Bhima, Arjuna, Sahadeva, Nakula, yes. And at the end of the battle of Kurukshetra, where the best people were bested, they were raised to the ground and killed. Queen Kunti praised Krishna. She said, when all her the five Pandavas went back. Karna was in the heavenly planets. He was gone. He had been killed by Arjuna. She said, even the sunshine may one day become cold. And they say, this is already happening in Goloka.
It's so cold here.
No, but the sunshine is still warm, and the sun is not there. Then it's cold. Even the sunshine may one day become cold, or the moonshine may one day become hot. Yes, but you, Krishna, your promise will never fail. What you say, that will always be done. And you have brought me back my five part of these five Pandavas from this holocaust, and you protected them, although they and only they were the main target of all the attacks. So Krishna is truthful. Krishna said, I told you. He's little Gita. Whatever he says, you can say it. It will remain like this. It will not change. It will stay. So then is another quality. Krishna is grateful. Rupa Goswami says, any person who is conscious of a friend's beneficent activity never forgets his service is called grateful. There is this very very endearing example. I've spoken many times about it, so therefore I would like to just bring it back into your memory. Once during the Mahabharata time, our Draupadi was actually brought out after being lost in a gambling match to be disrobed in public. And she turned to Krishna at the end helplessly, and Krishna saved her. And you remember she was trying to get help from all the pious people there, the grandfather Bhishma, good-hearted kings and so on, but no one could protect her due to the political circumstances at that time. That was what she feared most, to be publicly dishonored like that. She's a princess after all. was happening to her, and she was calling to Krishna. And Krishna later said, Krishna, Draupadi, you cried Hey Govinda in a helpless condition. This call has called me to your side, and I came once to save you, but when I think every day about how you have called for me in so much bhakti, I don't know what I can do to show my gratitude to you. You are Krishna's very grateful. These are two of the qualities. But Akura gives three. You are affectionate, you are truthful, and you are also grateful. If someone ever did something to you, then you are very, very happy with that person. So, in this lecture, I would like to give you three messages. This is a little bit a prelude still, how great devotees see Krishna as a friend. I want to make the point that you can be peaceful only if you accept Krishna as your friend. If you do not come to the state where you finally make peace with Krishna and enter into a friendship with him, you cannot be peaceful in your life. Whatever you try, it will not work. You will remain confused and fragile. The second message is, in order to make Krishna your friend, you will have to first of all understand that this is possible, that Krishna is in other ways accessible. You know, he can be your friend, because that is something which I think many of us doubt. And like the Christmas church, there are people just don't believe what the priest said to them. And the third is, I wanted to talk about how you can actually live in a friendship relationship with Krishna. I know these are deep subjects, but I think you came for these, and I be confident and enthusiastic to address these. First of all, let's start. You can be peaceful only if you accept Krishna as your friend. My dear devotees, I have something to confess to you. This was the first verse which I heard. It's true that I'm here. I can't be God's friend. I think this is too high, you know, this is not possible. It was when I was very young, foolish, at that time very rebellious. I was a dangerous young, unsuited by fault. And I received an article by Prabhupada when he said it's a peace formal, and it contained, really, it was an explanation of this verse. Can I read this verse to you?
Yes.
Good. Vaksharam yajya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram sunidam sarvabhutanam yadvamam shanti vrishyati. A person who is in full consciousness of knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities. I couldn't understand what that meant at that time, so person who understands that I'm the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, okay, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material misery. I still remember, I was reading this and I thought, I should understand that Krishna is the benefactor and well-wishing friend of all living entities, and then I will attain peace. and the society around me will also have peace. I think, wow, this is an interesting concept. Baladev Vidyabhushana explains Suridang Sabhabhutanam means the well-wishing friend of all living entities like this. The good friend of all living entities in this world means he is the unprejudiced well-wisher of living entities. I like this word, unprejudiced. He doesn't have a prejudice about you. It means a preformed opinion that, oh yes, you are a soul of this world, you are a rebellious person, you are not really serious in turning to me. He said, let me see, I am without any preformed opinion about everyone who turns to me. Let me see, let me give them a shot. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Suridam Sabhabhutanam means the friend of all living means this. Out of his mercy, Krishna benefits all living entities through his devotees who give them instructions about bhakti. The Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is a very, he is always so rasika. He says, Krishna is a friend because he sends his devotees who carry him in his heart to us who are to the normal conditioned souls. And these devotees can give us instructions about bhakti and how to attain him. This is how he is our friend. Interesting, isn't it? Baladev says he doesn't have a preformed opinion about us. He gives every one of us a chance. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur goes one step further into this. And he says, he sends us his devotees, real devotees, who love Krishna in their heart. Once Uddhava stood before Krishna and he called out to Krishna, "Hey Krishna," he said. He just had to realize something. "You have not forgotten the living entities, even though they turned away from you." And then he said, "Even if there are the best of poets who can express everything." Everything means that which is difficult to express, that which is easy to express, and that which is in between. You know, even the best poet cannot express their gratitude to you because you have appeared in two ways: as the super soul in the heart of everyone, and as the instructing guru. That means these devotees who can give us instructions how to go back home, back to Krishna. So, my dear devotees, I want to ask you, are you peaceful? I am not very peaceful, to be very honest. I'm getting worried. I'm getting old, so little time left, so much still to do. On the belly way, breaking my head, how to bring this into the world, and who still needs 4 more months, I say, of this happiness. If you are not very peaceful in your heart, it may be that you have not yet accepted that Krishna is your true friend, that he is there. In your heart, right there, just with you, so thick and thin, and that he can help you by first of all being just kind to you, accepting you how you are, with all your plus points and all your minus points, and so on, and that he can help you by bringing you in contact with devotees who reach your heart under their instructions, and who can help you to understand the road out of your personal dramas, you know, the life dramas, and help you to go. So If you are not peaceful, you have to still think about how to make a relationship with a true friend. My dear devotees, I read this. Suridam Sabhabhutanam, I didn't know Sanskrit, but I heard that Krishna is the friend, the best friend of all beings. And I do not know what happened to me. I somehow had faith in this when I read it. In Prabhupada's writing. I never thought like this. That God can be my most well-wishing friend. And the heart, yes, Dorothea Zurlitt, the famous Christian theologian, said the new understanding of God in the new times is that the temple or church is no longer outside, it's right in the heart. I knew Dorothea Zurlitt and her statements, but here this is told by this Indian Swami, and he really makes it, he spreads it out to me. Why not? Let's give it a try for 1 year. That was my determination, and still here. I'm not disappointed because Prabhupada delivered what he said. I remember 1 year, not more, because these people are so different. They're from a different social background. They think differently than you. They are. Yeah, I would never talk to such people ordinarily, but yes, I would never meet them in my life. But no, I'm giving it a try. 1 year. And I was not disappointed. And I found out the devotees could instruct me, who was so arrogant at that time. Very nice. Yeah, because Krishna is the best. I always, still now, when I'm not peaceful, my dear devotees, and this happens often, I have a vata mind, and then you get old. I'm now an old guy. Then the vata is more there. That means you are never satisfied in whatever it is. The biological thing, this is Vata, but Krishna consciousness is different, and I will think that Krishna is behind everything, organizes everything, and it is for my ultimate good. He has no preformed opinion, he accepts me like I am, so yes, he is with me, and he is the Lord of all the planets, so he knows what is going on. He's knowing also what is going on in the internet. It must be his plan. That's the only thing which makes me peaceful, to understand that he has Krishna for the very plan. Now see, oh my God, this is only the first point. 5 more points, my dear devotees. But I will stop here. I will stop here because I think it's not fair for you to share too much of my personal ecstasies with you. Can someone please read the what is about Prabhupada? Buddha Bhavana, can you read it in good slow English and loud English?
He is such a nice friend. Although we have left Krishna, Krishna has not left us. Here, he is living with me, within my heart, to give me advice. Srila Prabhupada lectures from the Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text Number 11, June 2nd, 1972.
My God, thank you. You're very good reading. Thank you. Devotion. Here he is with me in my heart. I really think this is something you should please think about it. You will become peaceful in your heart. Then this is real. Can you feel the truth? It is. He's always with me. Everything is right. He's the controller of everything. Everything is all right with him. is that I don't need to struggle and fight to change everything. It's like you will feel like, as if a key has been turned in your heart, and you were restless and conflicted and two minds, and now so peaceful, so nice, and I have always noted there is a reciprocation. When you come into this consciousness where you relate to Krishna as your best friend, it seems the whole world is inspired by Krishna. I saw this in the train, where I was going, and as I'm saying, I'm not very practically somehow or other. I also don't have mobile telephones. I don't know how to use these new touch screens, they are called, maybe you know. I'm just going like a child, and I feel very protected because I know Krishna with me. Everything will be good, and then the whole world is good also. It seems the way you go with in what consciousness you go to the world, and I refer now to Krishna consciousness. Krishna responds in that way. And a new life comes through. I mean, you can read this in modern psychology, and in quantum physics, but I'm not talking about these things. Now I'm just talking as a devotee to you, from this devotional perspective. When you go in a devotional perspective in the world, thinking that Krishna's there, Krishna's with me, he's very close. All of a sudden, the world is no longer the material world. Krishna somehow moves like this, and it becomes really the environment becomes grander. You know this word, environment. Lass dich umgeben, plötzlich freundlich. So the environment becomes grander. Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions regarding this? Kanai Krishna, who is sitting in New York and singing the Lord's name, has he heard you already? Yes.
So my question is, how can we see the topic of Krishna as our best friend in the relationship of the five rasas? Because some of it may say, I can't see Krishna as my best friend. I have more like a parental affection towards him. Or I see him more as my lover or whatever. How can we see this topic?
Thank you for your question. You must know that I think you have heard this before, and read it, that in the five rasas, there's always one underlying mood there. And that mood, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes it as a servant mood. But it is not like the Dasya Rasa. The servant mood is more, the Lord is my master. Not my master. No. I'm his master, says Mother Yashoda. I don't teach him. Gone, finished, no chance. But no, they do this really to please Krishna. That is the underlying feeling. I want to please Krishna. I want to, that when the gopis, they argue with Krishna like anything, who are you? Who are you? Please, one reason that you should ask us for our help. Well, maybe you think your father has a few more cows. You are so illusional, Prabhupada. But they do this to please Krishna. This is the, this is always the idea. And when we come to this, when we enter the path of Krishna consciousness, it's very important to understand, first of all, that we want to please Krishna. You know, mostly I have found those who are into this, who talk so quickly about the rasas and which rasa they are, they want to please themselves. That, oh yes, I'd like to have a good position in the spiritual world. So, but the idea is you must forget yourself first. This idea that Krishna is mine, it is very, very, very high idea. It is the ordinary soul thinks the body is mine and does everything for the body. You are maybe seeing your own life and you are tired, and you have a friend, you do this. But when you are thinking of Krishna as mine, you do just like you did before, everything for your body and mind. You will now do everything for Krishna. And just like you couldn't tolerate a disturbance in your own gratification, when you are too cold or too hungry or too mental, now you cannot live with a conscious that something is not right for Krishna. You are so much in anxiety for Krishna that you really, and that's a very high stage. You need to forget yourself. That's not easy. Forget your body and your mind. This is the how do you say, on the eightfold yoga path, this is this equals samadhi. You're no longer in connection with any physical or mental impression. Asampragya samadhi. This is how, this is when the rasa starts. And I think, because this is so high, it is very important for us when that we have an understanding. What is the essence? With what can I train now while I'm not on this level? Some people say, forget your relationship to Krishna now. That's also not, I think, Prabhupada's teachings, and this will not help you. You must approach Krishna now as your friend. Prabhupada said to Indradyumna Maharaj once, when you chant, you should think, oh my friend, my dear friend, my dear friend. Can imagine that will become now the new fashion in New York. Someone like you. And this will bring you close to Krishna. First, leave your sense of doership, you know, that I'm doing this and that. Surrender to Krishna. And then you will see Krishna responds to you. So this idea of understanding Krishna is there in my heart, he's there, my dear friend, that is very helpful for me. You know, then you will come out of this problem which you know. Kanai Krishna chants 6 hours each day in New York, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the streets in the submarines. I was there. The submarines, when subways. If you go into the New York subways, that's the best place to get lost. It's going like over and up and everywhere in 5 different levels. Everywhere is hot and the people are hot with New York fashion. And he sits there with the devotees and they chant many hours a day, each day. And I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I experienced it. do this, I found I would just get up and dance and do not care any longer for the craziness around you. So that's to me, Krishna is listening. Krishna is very easy. If you love Krishna, then Krishna will love more than you. What capacity do you have to love Krishna? But Krishna will love you. He has got immense capacity. So we have to start here somewhere. Usually it's with a servant, but you can, a servant for us, you know, thinks, oh no, I have to give up my individuality, and oh, we're so mental about being a servant. When this word servant comes up in our words, it means he's someone who does seva, and seva means something not with force, but something which helps you to come close. That's the idea of this. So therefore I'm preaching and like this. So see that you have a good master. He is ready to be your friend. He wants to be your friend. I'm sorry, I'm so long-minded. I don't know. Shorter. Sorry. It's very simple things which I say, I know. But I want you to start somewhere in your relationship with Krishna. So now, I think there was another question, but everyone will say, oh no, please stop now. I will stop now. Thank you very much for listening so far. And I wish you a wonderful Sangha Mela. May you be happy with your best friend, Krishna. And oh my dear friend, oh my dear friend, oh my dear friend.